Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy New Year. I hope you had a fun and restful week last week while the podcast was off. It was exactly what I needed. And I feel rested and recharged and ready to explore tons of new things with you this year. Did you all do anything special for New Year's? Right after dinner, we bundled up and went out to our driveway to light sparklers and dance around. Then we came in and did our own New Year's countdown, complete with confetti poppers. It was only like 7:30 p.m., but that's okay. None of us made it all the way to midnight, not even the adults. Oh, and we'll probably be finding confetti in our living room for the next month because it went everywhere. But sometimes you just gotta have fun. One cool tradition here in Grace Harbor happens down at the lighthouse. There's a party all evening with live music and hot drink stations serving up apple cider and hot chocolate. Then, when it's time to count down, they turn the lighthouse's beacon off with 10 seconds to go. And right at midnight, they turn the light back on to signal the start of the new year. Like I said, we didn't make it this year, but when the kids get a little bit older, I can't wait to take them down there. It's a really cool symbol of a new, fresh start. You know, that's one of the great things about starting a new year. It feels like a fresh start. Kind of like when you want to draw or paint and you grab a sheet of blank paper. Because there's nothing there yet, it can become whatever you want it to be. Maybe it'll become a treasure map, or it'll be a drawing of a new superhero, or maybe it will end up being a picture you give to someone for Grata Tuesday as a way to say you appreciate them. Lots of adults think of the new year this way, as a blank piece of paper just waiting to be filled. So we make things called New Year's resolutions. They're like goals for the year, things we want to do, places we want to go, or changes we want to make. For me, one of my resolutions this year is to floss every day. I'm super good at brushing my teeth, but I don't like flossing at all, and my dentist always bugs me about it. So one of my goals is to commit to flossing every day. And hopefully, when I see my dentist later this year, she'll say, "I see you've been flossing. Great job." New Year's resolutions sound a lot like one of our core disciplines here on the podcast, setting intentions. It's when we think about what we want to do or have to do over the next day or week. These resolutions are a way of thinking about things we want to do over the course of the whole year. But remember, we've also talked about how setting intentions is about more than just what we do, but it's also about how we do those things. This matters just as much, or sometimes more, because lots of things are going to happen that will surprise us. I mean, just think about last year. So, as we start our journey together this year, why don't you pick a word or two that describes how you want to approach this year? I've been thinking about this over the last couple of days, and for me, my word is flexible. I like to know exactly what's coming and stick to the plan. And when things don't go the way I thought they would, I can get frustrated. That's no fun for me or for my family and friends. So, if I focus on being flexible, maybe it'll help me better handle the unexpected. Once you have your word, go ahead and share it with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Now, what's cool is that you don't have to do this alone. Because you shared it with your family, you can help remind and encourage each other, especially when things get hard or don't go the way you planned. And of course, we can also ask God to help us. And that's something we'll dig into tonight. You know, sharing your word for the new year or your hopes for the new year would be a great thing to send in for listener mail. If you're interested, have your adult check the show notes for details. Okay, whether you're heading back to school or today is your last day of Christmas break, like it is here in Grace Harbor, let's pray together. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this new year and the way it can feel like a brand new blank piece of paper. As we begin to fill our year with all kinds of new adventures, help us to see that you're right there with us, ready to guide us through all the surprises this year will bring. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have an amazing Monday, and I'll talk to you tonight.